He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the April 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. Well, you know, we're off to not as good a start as I thought we would have. The futures were up about 9 points this morning on the S&P. We opened up strong, basically on the back of Apple's earnings after the close. But the problem is there were a lot of other companies reporting earnings along with Apple. Right now we have the Dow down about 16,472 is where the Dow is at. We just can't seem to get a sustained rally here in this market in 2014. The S&P 500 is down 2.5. It's at 1,872. The NASDAQ is down 9. The NASDAQ is at 4,117. This continues to be a very problematic area of the market. It's an area that I deserted. It's an area that I have no exposure to, very little, at least to the tech sector, the internet sector, the biotech sector. Continues to be very, very problematic. Although by looking at Apple today, which, you know what, okay, so Apple hasn't done anything for a year, and all of a sudden, big surprise in earnings, and they're going to split the thing 7-for-1. It kind of reminds me of 2000 when stocks would announce a stock split, and they would fly higher, and I'm going, what the heck? A stock split doesn't mean anything. It's all a wash in the end, but you know what? Hey, whatever. You've got gold at $12.90 today, having a little bounce. Crude oil is at 102.11. The euro's at 1.38. And the 10-year yield is at 2.68. So what does this all mean? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. The biggest story right now is earnings season. And I believe this week 150 out of the 500 S&P 500 companies are have either going to report or have reported earnings. And you know what? I would say this so far. My general observations, the earnings season is so-so. Yeah, we're not into it. It's not over. But I would say so-so. For the most part, I think there's been more companies that have just kind of met, barely met, underperformed a little bit than exceeded earnings by a lot, okay? And, of course, Apple would be an exception to that. Which begs the question, earnings season. How do you handle earnings season? I was talking to a guy here on my floor yesterday. He's a defense attorney. You see, there's downtown, you're either a financial guy, a banker, or an attorney of some sort, trying to get somebody off, or trying to sue the pants off of somebody. You know, that's just the downtown district. These are the kind of people that I get on the elevator with, and I've gotten to know this one guy real well. He's a defense attorney. I mean, when people come to him, they're really in trouble. Oh, boy. Like attempted murder, things like this. You know, their life is on the line, and they'll basically turn over their bank account to him just to get try to get them off, you know, from going to prison for life. But anyways, he also plays the stock market. And I hear some good stories about criminals from time to time. And he hears some good stories. He gets my newsletter every week. And he gets a call from his broker. He's got a broker somewhere that calls him, probably right across the hall at the big national wire firm that occupies 2/3 of my floor. By the way, we are expanding. We're doubling the size of our office here, so we're encroaching a little bit on their territory here. They're looking a little nervous these days. But he said to me yesterday, I was out after my exercise relaxing in the courtyard, and he says, hey, I hear Amazon's going to report earnings tomorrow. Should I? And my broker says I should buy it. You know, I would have to say that that's like one of the oldest tricks in the book. These commission brokers who are trying to rack up a sell here or there and charge a $90 commission or a $100 commission or whatever for the hot tip, the water cooler. There's always, they're looking for a reason to get you to buy it. And just saying, hey, they're going to report earnings tomorrow. That's enough to get you off the dime, I suppose, and say, okay, well, I'll take a shot. Give me 1,000 shares. Well, probably not of Amazon. That's an expensive stock. Give me 100 shares of Amazon, and let's hope for a good earnings report. Is that a good reason to buy a stock? Or is it a good reason to sell a stock? Well, I own this stock. They're going to report earnings tomorrow. I better sell it, see how they report, and then we'll reassess the stock after that. I've been watching earnings seasons now for 20 years, watching baseball longer, 50 years on baseball seasons, but earnings seasons, 20 years, maybe a few more years than that, times four. So I've been through, four earnings seasons, 80 earnings seasons, watched them come and go. And my assessment after watching all of these earnings reports, 80 earnings seasons times about 4,000 stocks, you do the math. And I pretty much, at least know what most companies have done during earnings season. My assessment would be this. If you go to the local casino and pull the handle on the slot machine, you really don't know what's going to come up, do you? You hope for three sevens. Earnings season, in my book, in my observation, is about the same. Trying to guess what a company is going to report for earnings season on their earnings report is like pulling the handle on a slot machine. Or maybe a little more, it's more like roulette, either red. Or is it black? Yeah, red or black. Okay, and every once in a while, green will come up. Then you really get clobbered. But it's a guess. It really is. And if anybody knows what they're going to report, they should be bound for jail, and they should need the criminal attorney down the hall from me because that's insider information. The only thing I can say is that good companies that are kind of in the sweet spot of their life cycle are more prone, it seems like, to report good earnings than bad earnings. And vice versa, companies that are no longer in the sweet spot of their life cycle and are on the downward side of their expansion and growth and popularity, they've peaked and now they're starting to contract as a company, they're more prone to report bad earnings. And then you got those ones in the middle. That's the pull of the slot machine. I would say Apple would fit into that category. Really, it's a pull of the slot machine as to how many iPhones were sold, how many iPads were sold, etc. I think really Apple responded more to the split announcement. For some reason, people think that because a stock is splitting, somehow they're making out. I've had people tell me, my stock just split 7 for 1. Can you believe it? Yeah, but this price went down by 1/7, right? So you own less shares now. I mean, you own more shares, but the price went down. And when you multiply the shares by the price, the bottom line, the dollar amount is still the same. It's no change, okay, in your bottom line. But there's this emotional thing. Oh, shoot, this used to be a $500 stock. I couldn't afford it at $500. Now it's going to be what, an $80, a $70, $75 stock? Now I can afford it. Well, that's not good thinking. That's just not mathematical type of thinking. But still, there is that little emotional thing there. People are rushing in to buy the shares because now they're a lot cheaper. Okay, whatever. So my advice on earnings season is, you know what? It's part of owning a stock. I don't believe that it's good to buy a stock before earnings season, hoping for that green or that red, whatever, or those three sevens. Nor do I believe it's a good idea to sell a stock before they report earnings. Because you're going to be sick if they blow away earnings. If you sold Apple yesterday, or 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, you're sick after they report earnings and knock the ball out of the park. So it just doesn't make sense. And you could come back to me and say, well, how about the one that's getting smashed today? I have one that's down 5 or 6%. Here's a tweet I get. I mean, really? Did you suck everyone in with your long comment on CRR? What kind of a comment? That's not a very nice thing to say. I'm not a mean person. What good would it be for me? This is a stock I own in my aggressive growth account. Why would I want to suck people into it? That's just a mean thing to say. I'm going to respond to her kindly and say, next time you're in San Diego, let's go out for some fish tacos and talk. And then you tell me whether I'm the kind of guy that sucks people into stocks or not. Because I just love to suck people into stocks here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we talk about best stocks now. And when we come back, we've got some examples. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You know, this is a very volatile market that we're in right now. And I would advise you to stay on top of this market. We are 5 years, 1 month. Yesterday I said 5 years, 3 months. I did the math in my head last night, which is full of cobwebs some days. 5 years, 1 month is the length of this bull market so far. And in my book, we're in the latter innings of a bull market, which could mean, you know, another couple years, year and a half, two. We'll see. We take it a day at a time. And I said, I likened it to a cruise ship. Now, I don't know if this is an omen or not, but I said, as long as that bear is a little speck out there on the horizon, we're okay. Which it is right now, as I look at the charts and everything. I haven't liked the economic reports that have come out lately, which, you know, could take us back down into a contraction in the economy. And I don't really see anything being done to juice the economy or to create jobs or anything like this. Blame whoever you want to blame, but it is what it is. You can look at the recent jobs reports. They're not very good. And I said, as long as that bear market's a speck out on the horizon, what you don't want is a cruise ship entering into the harbor, because by the time that speck becomes the cruise ship, it's too late, you know. But if I see that speck on the horizon getting larger and bigger and closer, I'm going to send out a warning, and we're going to do something different. We're going to run for cover. We're going to look for those inverse ETFs, which I see no need for at the current time. So this morning I wake up, get ready to go to work, look out my window, and there's a cruise ship entering into the harbor. Oh boy, I don't know. I better keep my eye on these 50-day moving averages, and you better keep your eye on my daily radio show. If you miss the shows, you can subscribe to the podcast at pwstreet.com. We archive the shows every single day on the app, which is the best Stocks Now app, when you can listen to the video, the audio portion of it by about 2 hours after the show, or you can watch the video clips, the segments that interest you. I break the show up into four segments every single day. So you better keep your eye on that speck out there on the horizon, because there is a bear market lurking out there somewhere. And let's put it this way. We're closer to it today than we were yesterday. Every day that goes by, every week that goes by, the bull gets longer in the tooth, doesn't it? And we have to be a little bit careful. This is a market that does not want to pay up for stocks. Think of all of the sectors that are high PE and avoid them like the plague. I still have people arguing with me all the time. Oh, you should have exposure to these high PEs. You shouldn't have deserted them completely. I have no regrets. I sold a lot of high PE stocks for big gains, and I sold some for losses, too, that I got caught in at the very end of the cycle. And I don't miss them at all. And I'm having a good time with some of these low PE stocks that are doing so well. Not all of them. You're not going to have all winners in your portfolio, but we're trying to find the next trend in the market, which I believe has now emerged. It's emerged in the value area of the market, the value sectors of the market, and the global areas of the market. One such example right now would be Caterpillar. Caterpillar, let's see, when's the last time I featured Caterpillar? Caterpillar is a stock that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now. That was during the commodity boom, and Caterpillar was really booming at that time. In fact, Caterpillar made a big purchase back during those years. This is about 2 years, 3 years ago. They bought Bucyrus, which was one of the biggest mining equipment companies in the world. And then commodities fell on their face as China slowed down, and Caterpillar didn't perform very well for about a three-year period of time. Now it's back, and it's hitting new 52-week highs. Why? Well, number one, it fits into that low PE area of the market. It's trading at just 15 times forward earnings. The cat is back. The Cat in the Hat Strikes Back. That was one of my favorite little series. My mom used to read me The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, Dr. Seuss, who was a San Diegan. Loved Dr. Seuss books. And when my little grandchild gets old enough, I'm going to be reading her Dr. Seuss books and making her green eggs and ham here on Saturday mornings. Anyways, Caterpillar, you know where it's headquartered. Peoria, Illinois. Caterpillar manufactures construction, mining equipment, diesel, natural gas engines, turbines, and locomotives. Remember that term I've been using? Blue collar. This is a blue collar market. And maybe my producer can find, is it Styx? Oh, I hated Styx. But they had that song, Blue Collar Man. I kind of like Blue Collar Man. We need to be playing that right now during the show. Caterpillar is a $70 billion company. There's another clue. This market wants large cap all of a sudden because there's more value in large cap. When small cap smokes up the track for a year and a half, the value disappears. When large cap stocks are ignored for a year and a half, value is created. And that's why large cap value is back in vogue at the local fashion show. Small cap growth, they can't sell that stuff. It's on the bargain rack. They're trying to close it out. Half price. Large cap value, they can't keep it in stock right now. Everybody wants some. That's why Caterpillar is breaking out to new 52-week highs. It's relatively inexpensive at just 15 times, 14.9 times forward earnings. Peg ratio 1.11. I have a valuation of $182 on it, and it's trading at about 100 right now, so there's ample upside potential. Pays a nice dividend yield. Have I said lately that that's also in vogue right now, dividend yields? What? Biotech stocks didn't pay dividend yields. That's why they're not in favor right now. The market wants dividend yields. That gives you a little bit of downside protection, doesn't it? Because if the stock goes down, the dividend yield goes up, and it attracts investors back into the stock. Dividend yields are good right now. 2.3% is the annual dividend yield. And you know what? Oberhelman, CEO, who wrote me a personal letter thanking me for including him in my book 2 years ago, has done a pretty good job as a CEO. Over the last 10 years, he's averaged 12.3% per year. Take that, General Electric. And over the last 5 years, he's averaged 29.2% per year for his shareholders. But the last 3 years have been bad. Commodities are out of fashion. They're coming back into fashion. Natural resources are coming back into fashion. Large cap value is coming back into fashion. I own Caterpillar. It's ranked number 80 out of 3,818 stocks. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, Would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we definitely are in the throes, in the midst of earnings season, something we have no control over. And like I say, trying to predict whether a company will beat earnings or whether they will not meet earnings, it's really like trying to predict whether red or green will come up, red, black, or green will come up on the roulette wheel, or pulling the slot machine, hoping for cha-ching, that big one like Apple, which comes in and they sold more iPhones. Obviously, it was a big surprise to everyone, or the stock wouldn't be up, what, 5 or 6% earlier this week. So anyways, it is what it is. It's part of owning a stock, is those reports that they have to make, and they're held accountable. It's tough. Would you imagine being a publicly traded company? See, I wish they would hold the state government, the city government, the national government to the same standard, where every quarter we got to see how much came in from the taxpayers and other sources and how much went out, and see a nice earnings income statement. I'm going to really push for that. I'm going to be with Mark Skousen at the Las Vegas Money Show May 12th, 13th, 14th, I believe, and I'll be on a panel with him. He pushed for a new report on the economy. Instead of GDP, he wanted another one called the GO. I think it's GO, G-O, the goods produced by the United States. Not the goods consumed, but the goods produced. He wanted that added. And guess what? They finally listened to him, and they will start reporting at the next GDP. They'll be reporting GO, which was a Mark Skousen idea, who has a PhD in economics and is a financial publisher, advisor, and whatnot. I'll be on a panel with him, and I'm going to challenge him, say, Mark, you got this through. I want to see an income statement quarterly. Why do we hold these CEOs to such high standards? Why do we make them accountable, make them stand naked before the world, their company, their balance sheet, their cash flow statement, their income statement, right down to the penny? If a company misses by 1 cent, the stock reacts violently. Why don't we hold our politicians to the same standards? That just seems to be common sense to me. But no, they play by a different set of rules. Obviously, if we saw their income statement every quarter, I doubt that many of them would be in office for very long. That's why we don't see it. Well, doggone it, I'm going to start a revolution. I want to see an income statement every quarter. Just simple. Let's just break it down. We spent this much on defense. We spent this much on food stamps. We spent this much on Social Security payments. We spent this much on the space program. I just want to see it broken down, and then I want to see how much earnings per share. How much did we lose? How much did we make? I realize government's not supposed to be a money-making operation, but it would be a good idea. I remember Joseph of Egypt putting away a little bit every year for a rainy day. That seems to be wise to me, but what, I don't know. Anyways, I'll see what I can do about getting that changed. Don't expect it anytime soon. But we are in the midst of earnings season, trying to guess what a company, whether they'll beat, whether they'll exceed, whether they'll meet. Like I say, it's a pull of the slot machine handle, and it's just part of owning a stock. Okay, another one I want to talk about here. In my newsletter, I have an income portfolio. I know what you're thinking. Oh, Gunderson's got a bunch of bonds and fixed income and Chrysler 5 years paying 6% and GM bonds and some U.S. Treasuries paying 2.64%. Uh-uh. Nope. Not one bond. I don't like bonds in this market. In the tail end of an economic recovery, when Fed rate hikes are looming out there on the horizon, I just see upward pressure on interest rates going forward. I don't see the bond king on TV hardly ever anymore. I see that one of the big companies reported today that their fixed income division is hurting their earnings right now. I think it was not Deutsche Bank. One of the big national banks was talking about their fixed income division, which is bonds, and saying, you know what? It's slow right now. Nobody wants these things. Well, you know, that's why I don't own any. In fact, I own stocks that pay dividends. And I have a very eclectic mix of stocks in the dividend arena that also have capital appreciation. This little portfolio is now 33 months old, and it's averaged 10.3% per year over those 33 months. It was up 21.7% last year. No fixed income. Average yield, 20 stocks currently in the portfolio, 3.6%, and it's all stocks. Stocks like Helmerican Pain. The heck? That sounds like a deli in downtown Helmer, or a law firm, Helmerican Pain. well, if you've been in an accident, call Hail Mary Campaign. No, if you want contract drilling, if you think there's oil over here, call Hail Mary Campaign. They're engaged in contract drilling of oil and gas wells, primarily in North and South America, which, by the way, we probably have more oil in North America than the Saudis have. I think we ought to crank it up, man. I think we ought to be energy independent. I think we ought to produce so much that we're selling it to other people. Hail Mary Campaign is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My dad and I had one of the best seafood dinners we've ever had. Here we live in San Diego. We were driving back to Chicago one summer. He had a big job to do. I was just out of high school. And we stopped in Tulsa, Oklahoma, had a wonderful seafood, fresh oysters on the half shell. Here we're from San Diego, and the best seafood dinner I ever had was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can't remember the name of the joint, but Hail Mary Campaign would probably know. This is a stock that I added to my income portfolio in October of last year. The stock is now up 55% since adding to the portfolio. That's a pretty good pick there. It is currently represents 5% of the portfolio, okay? Here are the stats on Hail Mary Campaign, which we're going to pull up on Best Stocks Now app, which is on the big screen now. I don't have to focus my eyes on my little iPhone trying to see. There they are. Look how big that is. That's nice. Yellow on black. That's pleasing to the eye for me. Market cap. Hail Mary Campaign, large cap stock, $12 billion. Did I say lately that large cap stocks are in vogue? Yes, they are. Now, how can it be in your income portfolio? Well, it pays a dividend yield of 2.3%. That's almost as much as a U.S. Treasury. And I don't see the capital appreciation in the U.S. Treasury. But I still see some decent value in Hail Mary Campaign. It currently has a P.E. ratio of 16. That's a sweet spot in this market right now, somewhere in that 10 to 20 range. You start getting over 20 and your left eye should begin to twitch. You get up into P.E. ratios over 30, both your eyes should begin to twitch. This market does not like high P.E. stocks. It completely changed, if you haven't noticed. The PEG ratio on Hail Mary Campaign is 1.06, so it still makes okay sense from a valuation point of view. How has this stock done for the shareholders over the years? Okay, here, imagine they're having their annual shareholder meeting in Tulsa. Maybe they're at the fish place where they have the great oysters on the half shell, and the CEO gets up and says, shareholders, over the last 10 years, I've delivered you returns of 24% per year. You've doubled your money every 3 years by investing in my company. Wow, that's not going to get any rotten tomatoes from the crowd. That is fivefold better than the S&P 500. Then he goes on to say, shareholders, over the last 5 years, we've done even better than that. We've delivered 30% per year to you. Plus, you've gotten that dividend, which is icing on the cake. And by the way, since our annual meeting this time last year, our stock is up another 95%. And I know what you're saying. There you go again, Gunderson. You're giving us examples of stocks that have done well in the past. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, but it sure is an indication of whether or not the management is inept or competent. I would call this very competent management that has delivered gusher returns to its shareholders. I still own Hail Mary Campaign. It's number 32 out of 3,818. A very good example of a best stock now, hitting new all-time highs today. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but must have been the wrong time.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The bottom line is this, is it applies to earnings season. There's nobody out there that knows, except the company themselves, right? That's why they have quiet periods leading up to earnings season. They can't even talk in the lunchroom amongst themselves about the upcoming earnings. And if they find the CEO was buying a bunch of shares a week before the earnings release, nobody knows, all right? So you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. I lost two today, actually, and I got stopped out on both of those. I had Carbo Ceramics, which I bought recently for my aggressive growth portfolio. I had, I think, a 7% trailing sell stop, which I think is not a bad idea as we enter into the latter innings of a bull market, to protect yourself on the downside, and I got stopped out today. That's the way it goes. They reported earnings that didn't live up to expectations. It's a 4% position in my aggressive growth portfolio, so it gets stopped out for like a 7% loss. And somebody sends me a text message. No, what do you call this? Twitter. This is Twitter. I'm having a hard time keeping track of all these newfangled ways we have of communicating with, but I have several thousand followers on Twitter. This person sends me a tweet. Did you suck everyone in with your long comment on CRR? You know, that hurts my feelings. Why is this world becoming so uncivil? They just automatically assume that I'm some kind of a guy that sits back here and sucks people into stock. Well, how would that benefit me to suck somebody into a stock that reports earnings that didn't live up to snuff? That's a very immature comment and just not kind. Can't we be kind to one another? My wife the other day, she's driving along and she comes to a red light and she needs to turn right. But there's a whole group of handicapped kids standing on the corner with kind of a leader that's leading them. And she's afraid that they're going to dart out into the crosswalk. So she doesn't turn right on the red light. She waits maybe, I don't know, 15 seconds for it to turn green, because she's afraid these kids are stepping off and up and down off the curb. And this guy behind her lays on the horn because she doesn't turn right. He's got to wait 10 seconds for the light to turn green. Then he goes around her, rolls down his window, flips the bird at her. I mean, come on. Can't we be kind to one another? That's my lesson for the day. Let's be kind and show respect. And treat others with respect like you'd want to be treated. Isn't there a rule like that they call the golden rule? Anyways, I think we can all do better in social media. I think we can all do better in email. I've seen people yelling at a poor waitress and denigrating her and, humiliating her. I've seen people in lines yelling because they had to wait for this or that. Come on, let's be kind to one. What if that was your daughter or your son? You wouldn't want someone yelling at your daughter or your son. Anyways, the newsletter. I look forward to writing the newsletter every single week. And one thing that has really, really changed this year are the sector rankings. In fact, I had a guy in my office yesterday. He's a rocket scientist. He works, for Southern California has a lot of that. We have jet propulsion laboratories up in Pasadena. We have a big Boeing plant. We have Curtis Wright. We have people that make drones. We have Northrop Grumman here in San Diego. There's a lot of that going on. Rocket scientists. And one of his questions for me yesterday as we sat across from each other, I'm always intimidated by a rocket scientist. He says, what's your educational background? I said, you know what? I put a lot of years in college, but for the most part, I'm a Steve Jobs. I taught myself. I started with spreadsheets when they first came out. My first computer was a K-Pro. It weighed about 100 pounds. I knew Alan Kay, David Kay, the CEO of the company. They couldn't make those things fast enough. When I got my first computer, it clicked with my brain, and we've been friends ever since. And as the technology has advanced, my spreadsheets have become more and more sophisticated. He says, how do you know when the market is changing? I said, I am so glad you asked that question. I said, come here. We walked out to the lobby of my office here. I've got some pictures hanging on the wall. Back in February of last year, I put up the leading sectors in the market. At that time, they were biotech, pharmaceuticals, internet, and a few others. I think the home builders were up there back then. I said, somewhere along the way, the home builders fell out of grace. It was basically when interest rates started going up. and that really took the wind out of the sails of the refi market and the home builders. I said, these trends stayed in place for 15 months. They never moved. I said, now, let's take a look at the sectors today. Number one, oil and gas exploration. It was nowhere to be found 15 months ago. Number two, the U.S. energy sector. Number three, the utility index. Number four, oil and equipment. Number five, global energy. Number six, natural resources. Number seven, the REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust. What do all those things have in common? They're hard assets. They're commodities. The things that were out of favor last year. He says, well, how did you know when they changed? Two ways. I said, look, I built in the formulas into these sectors, into these indexes, into these stocks that take into account short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, long-term performance, technical analysis, and in the case of a stock, valuation, because valuation is a big, big part of investing in my book. I said, look at how it's turned totally up. So he says, where are you invested today? I said, look at my newsletter. If you go back in the archives and look at my newsletter 6 months ago, you'll see it loaded with drug, pharmaceutical, internet stocks. If you look at it today, you won't see any. Instead, you'll see petroleum this, petroleum that, natural resource this, natural resource that. It's a completely different market. And if you don't change with the market, if you don't roll with the market, that's how we roll here at Gunderson Capital. Isn't that one of the sayings? You'll get rolled over by it. So he liked what he saw. We'll see if we ever hear from him again. He took the paperwork to open a new account. We can send you one if you want. 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.